the rest of the story. Chauncey Jerome was going under. All right, technically speaking, Chauncey was retired, but his fortune was tied up in stock in the Jerome Clock Company, which he had nursed from its infancy. Now that same company was in its dotage, and worse, in its death throes. Drastic measures must be taken if it were going to be revived. The company secretary had besieged the retired founder with urgent entreaties. Where shall we turn? What shall we do? And although it's fairly obvious what they eventually did, there's no consensus regarding precisely who did it. What is certain is to whom they did it, but we're getting ahead of the rest of the story. You have already surmised correctly if you guessed that the Jerome Clock Company discovered an investor, somebody long on capital and short on, well, let's say he was a little naive. The company's prospective rescuer was solemnly approached and reminded of its general reputation. Indeed, Jerome clocks were among the first made in America, were now in the mid-19th century known throughout the world. They were sold even in China, where the natives sometimes actually removed the clock mechanisms and used the ornate cases as temples for their gods. It proved, the investor was told, that faith was possible without works. Well, Mr. Moneybags thought that very amusing. He laughed accordingly. Now they had him. But the company reps kept pitching. Chauncey Jerome, they said, was a kind-hearted, charitable individual whose honor must be defended. The investor nodded. If the Jerome Clock Company did not receive financial aid, they said, hundreds of honest, hard-working employees would lose their jobs. The investor nodded. We can't have that, he said. So he opened his wallet, and out flew all of the money he had in the world. It was a complicated transaction, perhaps intentionally so. What it amounted to was a blank check for the investor to fix what was broken in the Jerome Clock Company. Well, within 3 years, quite predictably, both the firm and the man who sought to resurrect it, both had filed for bankruptcy. The investor accused Chauncey Jerome of fraud. The company's founder replied that what appeared to have been deceptive maneuvering was actually merely the desperate strategy of a well-intentioned employee. But everybody agreed that the investor had just plain asked for it. He had been careless. He had succumbed to the romance of riding to the rescue, urged on by his own inclination to self-aggrandizement, and the price of his folly exceeded $500,000. Well, long since forgotten, our Chauncey Jerome. Perhaps today is the first time you've ever heard of the clock company which he founded, which preceded him to the grave. But what survived the crash and burn of the Jerome Clock Company in the autumn of 1855 and lives on to this day is the name of the man who came on board for that last doomed ride into the flames. For it was he, the investor who got took. It was he who had cynically proclaimed, "There's a sucker born every minute." You've heard that. There's a sucker born every minute. You just never realized that the man who said it was referring to himself, Phineas Taylor, P.T. Barnum. Now you know the rest of the story.